November 3rd is nearly here, and it's time for you to make an informed decision on local elections that matter. North Platte features five critical races for mayor and city council seats that will be decided soon, and you need information. Husker Radio and KODY are proud to present the 2020 KODY North Platte Candidate Debate, presented by North Platte Kubota and the D&N Event Center. Tonight's debate will be recorded and uploaded afterwards for playback on HuskerRadio.com. Now, it's time for the debate. Here's your host, Husker Radio News Director, Tristan Winder.
And thanks for being in the studio here with us once again. Want to give a shout out to the Ward 2 reps, Jim Agler, Pete Voles. Appreciate both of them joining us in the studio. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you here as our coverage is presented this evening by the D&N Event Center and North Platte Kubota. Joining us once again is our co-host, George Lobby, editor of the North Platte Bulletin. And George, I think
yes,
it went
sir.
Pretty well last go, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought it went fine. I thought it was really good. I have two qualified candidates, I'd say.
Yep.
And, you know, at the end of it, I thought to mention, but it's up to, who knows who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that one might be a toss-up, but it's up to the voters now.
Yep, it's in the voters.
Everything's in their hands now, so get out and vote.
Yep.
If you have a preference, get out and make it known.
Two more qualified candidates joining us in the studio today. We dive into the Ward 3 side of things. We have Brad Garrick joining us on the phone lines and Don Curry joining us in the studio. Brad, thank you for taking some time for us. Can you hear us okay on the phone?
I can absolutely hear you. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, you sound good.
Pretty good.
Yes. And joining us in the studio as well, Don Curry. So, Don, we appreciate the time here in the studio as well, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you both in this morning or this evening.
Excuse me.
It's an adjustment for me.
Yeah.
So
you're a morning AM guy, aren't
yes,
you?
Yeah. Yes, that's for sure. So we'll go ahead and begin by allowing each candidate a quick minute to give a brief background on themselves. And we will begin with you, Don.
Oh, well, thank you. I do want to thank KODY and all your sponsors for doing this. I think it's really important that we have this opportunity to talk to the community. So thank you and the Bulletin for doing this. I think it's very important that you do this. So we've lived in North Platte since 1985. We moved here from Indiana, where I moved here to take a job with the Roman Catholic Church. I was the Director of Religious Education for the Diocese of Grand Island for about 30 years. Most recently, I retired from working with North Platte Citizen Advocacy. Currently, I am an adjunct faculty member at the community college where I teach a class on comparative religions. I'm also taking a class out there. I'm taking the jazz band class. So I was thinking about this when I do this. I'm playing with three bands now. I play with the Flat Rock Irregulars. I play with another jam band that we're putting together and with the college jam band. So yeah, we're doing good. I've also been involved. I was the co-chair of and the chair of RailFest when we did that. I've been the co-chair of Music on the Bricks. We decided that it was valuable for us to do something in the community, and so we did Music on the Bricks. And I've been really involved with that. I'm the head guy for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We started the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Flat Rock Irregulars. So we have our annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. I was involved with Leadership Lincoln County. I was elected president of our national association. So I've had quite a bit of experience in leadership and working with groups. And in my kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing in my resume, I usually put the last line is accused of enjoying meetings. So I will not have a problem with going to city council meetings. So
thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Brad, if you don't mind, give us a quick minute for some background on yourself, please, sir.
Absolutely. I also want to thank you guys, George and Tristan, for putting this on because I put on events and, you know, all the behind the scenes that goes on, it's a lot more work than what people realize. So thank you guys for doing that.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
For sure. I'm a third generation business owner here in North Platte. My father ran the Middle Bucket for about 40 years, and my grandfather before that had a Johnny's Cafe in the old bus depot. So our roots run deep here in North Platte. My wife and I live here with our one-year-old son. I also have a 19-year-old daughter, so I can talk diapers or I can talk college. It's kind of where my life is at right now. I was born here. I graduated here. Moved away for a little bit, but I moved back, and I've been here most of my life.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, that's a good background statement. Brad, Don touched on a little bit, but what experiences or qualifications do you possess that make you a good council representative? Have you been accused of enjoying meetings?
I have never been accused of that. I'm a more of a get to work kind of a guy. So businesses, you know, business owners talk to business owners, and when you have that shared experience of knowing what it's like to start your own business and to put your own money on the line and to, you know, hang your shingle out there and see if anybody's going to show up, it's a shared experience, and I feel like I would be an asset to recruiting and to helping to grow business in North Platte.
Okay, Don.
Well, I've had a lot of experience. I was the most recent past president of Noon Rotary. And to do things like Rotary and to host people, it takes some ability to work with other people and to move people forward. And I think that's a skill that's going to be very and is very needed in our community to get people to work together, to help people work together. And so I think that, you know, my leadership experience in the variety of arenas that I've been in it will be very helpful in this as a city council. And I did serve on the city council for 4 years before, so I have a sense of what it takes to be a city council person and provide leadership in that arena. So,
okay. Thank you both. We'll begin with you, Don, on the next question as well. What originally motivated you to run for public office?
You know, North Platte's a wonderful place, and I've really enjoyed raising our family here. I have three children and three grandchildren, and I've really enjoyed being here. And North Platte has given us so much in terms of music, in terms of community support that we've received and stuff. And I think it's extremely important to give back to the community I'm involved in. And so that's the major reason I saw an opportunity here to provide service to the community. And I think that that's the reason why I stood up. I think one of my basic philosophy is we have to do what's required. And if we're going to have a good community, then it's required for citizens like me to step up and get involved. And so I feel that very strongly, that it's important for me to get involved. So that's why I put my name in the hat.
Okay. And same question to you, Brad. Could you tell us what originally motivated you to run for public office?
Well, I've been involved in arguing politics, you know, for a long time. So I was helping Brandon Kelleher out with his campaign, and he started talking to me about it. And I went to my wife and brought it up with her, and I have absolutely the best wife in the world. I thought with everything else we had going on, there was no way we could get all this done, and she thought it was the best idea ever, and we should get out there and start working on it right away. So I always, you know, people complain, and then they never do anything about it, so this is me doing something about it.
Okay.
All right.
And we do thank you both for running as well. It's quite admirable that we have such tightly contested races, not only for our mayor, George, but in each individual city council race as well. So I want to thank all of our candidates in particular. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Brad, for stepping up and saying you love the city enough to run for council.
Yeah,
absolutely. It takes a lot of heart to do this, and thanks for doing it, both of you.
Especially in this challenging year.
Yeah.
It's been a tough year.
Yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
True.
So if elected, Brad, I want you to talk about what you would strive to accomplish and maybe a little bit about how you get that done. How does a councilman, how do they influence the situation, and what's their role? You can touch on that too. What would you strive to accomplish?
Well, my number one thing, and I've been walking and talking to a lot of people, and everybody's concerned about jobs in our community. And I think we need to get out there, and we need to start recruiting. We need to grow our local businesses. Quality Growth Fund is a great tool for that. But my number one, you know, I feel like we put all of our eggs in the railroad. We just kind of assume that they're always going to be there. And I with them laying off the way they are, I think that's an issue that we need to work on. So, yeah, my number one thing is getting jobs in the community.
Okay. Don, how do you answer that question?
You know, I think the part of what the city council needs to do is to create an environment where people are willing to come here and offer jobs. I think the city council needs to you know, get out of the way in some respect so that jobs or people are willing to commit to North Platte to do jobs. We're not the ones that are going to recruit the new people. It's people like the Development Corporation, the mayor, and the city administrator are the ones who are going to be actively recruiting. It's not the city council itself that does that. But we have to create budget opportunities. I think it's important to look at our property tax. How does what we do with our taxes affect people coming to North Platte, and how can we manage those taxes and requests in ways that encourage people to come here and make an environment where they can succeed? That's what we want to do. We want to enable people to succeed at the businesses. We want people to be able to succeed as families. In other words, what does it take for a family to succeed financially in this community? And we need to create an environment where that can happen.
Okay. Thank you both. We do have a quick commercial break coming up here in a minute, but I was glad, George, you brought up last hour. We asked one of our candidates to explain what Ward 3 is. So, Brad, if you don't mind, could you explain to us what is Ward 3 here in the city of North Platte?
It's basically Front Street to A and B. It jogs around a little bit there, but it runs right through the middle of town past Buffalo. It's a fairly large ward. I've been walking all over it and getting to know it quite well.
And Don, would you agree with that explanation of Ward 3?
Yeah, it is. It is a big ward, and it is essentially from Front to B Street, east to west. Yeah, so that's a good definition, Brad.
Well, thank you both. We will continue the questions coming moments on KODY's 2020 candidate debate. It's been presented this evening by the North Platte Kubota and D&N Event Center. Also want to thank our participating sponsors, including Tallman Jewelers, the Do-It Center, and the North Platte Bulletin. We'll continue the Ward 3 conversation with Brad Garrick and Don Curry right after this on Husker Radio.
There's still lots of summer left, and the fish don't stop biting. Young's Marine in North Platte has some nice pre-owned 17 and 19-foot Crestliner fish and ski boats. Also a 17-foot walleye and a 16-foot John boat, rigged for fishing or as a floating hunting barge to get you set for fall hunting season. Sweet! Also some nice smaller fishing boats for the interstate and Sandhills lakes. Come see Jeff, Derek, and Dave for that awesome new Alumacraft walleye rig at Young's Marine, and go fish!
Don't let that nagging sprain keep you out of the competition. If it's affecting your game, it probably is something that needs to be looked at. Let the professionals at Westfield Pharmacy help you with any sports-related injury, from knee, ankle, and wrist braces to ice packs for cold therapy. Soon, you'll be back in the game again, going for that win. Westfield Pharmacy, your sports-related injury headquarters. They're located in the Westfield Shopping Center, West A Street in North Platte.
Christmas is not that far away, and while selections are at their best, Karen at Tallman Jewelers says she'll help you lay away for Christmas. Stop in at Tallman's for pre-holiday savings on diamond earrings and pendants, engagement sets, anniversary bands, and colored stones. If you have family heirloom jewelry that you want to give as a gift with a completely new look, give Karen time to work her magic by taking it to Tallman Jewelers today. Remember, Tallman's buys used karat gold. Tallman Jewelers on the bricks at 503 North Dewey in downtown North Platte.
When it's time to buy a new utility tractor, it's time to go big. It's time to go orange. It's time to go to North Platte Kubota. Now open at a new location, 1301 South Jeffers. Right now, all utility tractors are zero down and 0% APR for up to 60 months. Plus, 90 days, no payments. With a new Kubota utility tractor, you can lift, move, push, pull, and grade. Go big. Go orange. Go Kubota. Find yours at North Platte Kubota, your locally owned tractor dealer, now at 1301 South Jeffers.
When it's time for home improvements, it's time for the Do-It Center. Great people, super service, that's the Do-It Center tradition. We're here to support you with answers to make your home improvement projects a huge success. Our aisles are filled with high-performance products, backed by our huge warehouse and an unbeatable guarantee. When you need to get that home improvement job done right the first time, shop with folks you know. The Do-It Center, employee-owned for over 20 years.
Get up, get done. Hey, it's Terry out at Jansen Buick GMC. My, how time flies. In over 1 year since we started Jansen Buick GMC, and even through these hard times, it's been a great year getting into the GM world. As we continue to fill this lot back up with new Sierras, Yukons, Acadias, Envoys, and much more, make sure to swing out to East 4th Street. Come see us at Jansen Buick GMC out on East 4th, or visit us on the web at jansenbuickgmc.com. As always, earning your trust one customer at a time.
Lincoln County's outstanding news alternative is the North Platte Bulletin. For 17 years, the Bulletin has informed you of breaking news, courts, entertainment, state news, and sports from Lincoln County area, courtesy of an experienced staff that delivers unbiased and honest news coverage. Pick up a copy of the Bulletin in Lincoln County and surrounding towns. Subscribe or check out northplattebulletin.com. Annual subscriptions come at an affordable price. The Bulletin, your homegrown hometown newspaper.
And welcome back in the studio, KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, George Lobby, glad to be with you this evening as we discuss Ward 3 here for North Platte City Council. Brad Garrick joining us on the phone lines. Don Curry joining us here in the studio this evening. Thank you both once again here for your time. And George, I believe you have the next question, sir.
I believe I do. So we're getting into some little more pointed questions here, a little more hard-hitting. And this one is, should the city continue to give the West Central Health Department the authority to make decisions of social distancing, the size of gatherings, et cetera, that can be had within the city limits? Don, why don't you take that?
You know, I think that most of the processes that were established by the governor, the social distancing. The way I understand it, at the present time, the West Central Health District is encouraging people to maintain social distancing, wear their masks, those kinds of things. I think it's important for the city to take the advice of the experts, of people who are in the business of health, which is the West Central District, the hospital, people who know that business and know what is best to help us move forward. I think the city needs to be at the table, and maybe that's where I would raise the question. The city needs to be at the table, and I know that the city, the mayor, has been at part of that committee that's dealt with this virus. And I think that that's kind of that communication between each other that goes on. And I think that's important to continue. I think if we're going to manage this situation, we need to communicate with all the people who have the city perspective, but also have the health perspective. So that would be my answer to that question.
Okay. Brad, what do you think? Should the city continue to give the West Central Health District the authority to make decisions on social distances and the size of gatherings that can be held within the city limits?
In Ward 3, I've been talking to people, and it's been a very unpopular vote. People don't like that at all. I had a friend who had her business that was shut down twice, and when she tried to, you know, find out what was going on, she was given a number at the state, and nobody ever called her back. So literally, her livelihood was shut down based on, you know, she couldn't figure it out. I feel personally that this needs to be the decision of the local official. It needs to be an elected official, someone that you can go into and you can talk to and find out what's going on. So I think in January we need to change that.
Okay. Thanks.
Now, we'll begin with you, Brad, on the next question. How should the city respond to the economic challenges that we face with layoffs and the closing of businesses?
We need to get more businesses in here. I've been a broken record over and over and over again talking about we need to attract them. Tools like the Quality Growth Fund, like I stated earlier, are a great way. TIF's not a bad idea. I've been learning a little bit more about it, and it's, you know, trying to find the proper usage for it. Finding out, getting business in here and getting jobs in here is going to be my number one thing to do.
Okay. And same question to you, Don. How should the city of North Platte respond to the economic challenges that we face with the layoffs and closing of businesses here?
I also think that jobs are important to bring to our community. I think good jobs are important to bring In other words, well, some of the jobs that we're losing currently are high-paying, good jobs with benefits. That's really important. So that's important to do. The short-term thing is going to be to take care of managing our expenses and our income really well, because we, with the pandemic, the new way that the railroad's managing the its business, and some of the businesses who are not doing as well, we're not sure what kind of income we're going to have. So I think we need to keep a real eye on that so that we don't get behind the eight ball, so to speak. The tax income was pretty good the last time. We're hurting a little bit on terms of the tourism that's coming into town. So I think we just need to keep a good focus on that, so that we look at bringing in jobs, but we also look at how can we support the businesses that are already here. I think the project that the chamber did was really well done in terms of giving the gift cards to businesses that and making money on top of that. So I think those kinds of activities are really important.
Okay. My turn, right?
Yes, sir.
Next question is, where do you stand on the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund? Big issue on the ballot. It's coming right up. Don, you got the first dibs.
I think that's extremely important. I voted for it. I think we need that tool in our community to bring business in. If we get behind the eight ball and don't have a tool like that, it's going to be even harder to bring businesses than it is now. So I think it's important to have the Quality Growth Fund.
Okay. Brad, what do you think? Where do you stand on the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund?
I absolutely support the Quality Growth Fund. You know what I love about the Quality Growth Fund is that each year the number that it needs to hit in sales tax revenue increases. So if the Quality Growth Fund isn't increasing your sales taxes and generating new revenue, then essentially it goes away. So, the way it's set up is just incentivized for the Quality Growth Fund to be a success. And I wholeheartedly support it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you both. Let's get to one of the questions, George, that we did not give one of the candidates here. Let's see how they do on their toes, and we'll begin with you, Brad. Brad, tell us, what do you like to do in your free time? Tell us about your hobbies.
Well, I spend a lot of time working out and doing that, and when I say working out, I do martial arts, so it's a little different working out than most people do. So I like doing that, and like I said, I have a one-year-old son that I really enjoy hanging out with. He's at that stage that he's just a ton of fun. He's walking, crawling all over the place, climbing on everything, running all over the place. So just trying to keep up with him is something that I definitely enjoy.
And that is a workout on its own, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Keeping up with him, he'll wear you out, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you, Brad. And Don, tell us about how you like to spend your free time. Tell us about your hobbies.
Well, one of my hobbies is playing the bass. I'm a bass player, and so I spend a lot of time playing the bass, and I really enjoy that. I also spend time with my class. I do that out of love for not only teaching, but the subject matter. I love to talk religion and talk about religion, so that's another thing. And probably one of the real jewels of my life is I'm a grandfather, and I know that being a grandparent is everything it's cracked up to be. You know, we just spent the last Friday night into Saturday with our grandkids, two of our grandkids spending the night, and it's just a delight. You know, you're exhausted when they leave, but it's a delight having them over. We just love it.
I can imagine. So, thank you both for giving us a peek into your personal lives.
One of our next questions is, how do you feel the city's done in addressing the housing issues, and how do you plan to address that issue if you're elected? And Brad, I think it's your go.
I think they've done a good job with addressing the housing. I think we need to change our focus now away from housing over to businesses, as you know, I keep saying. I think we could do a better job of streamlining the process for how to get, you know, projects approved. My fear that if the layoffs keep continuing and things that keep happening, you know, we're going to have way more, you know, affordable housing than we want. I mean, you look at places like Detroit and things of that nature, when the town goes away, you know, that's a problem. So I think the city needs to change its focus away from housing and more to business.
Mm-hmm. Don? What do you think?
You know, I also think that the city's done a good job in facilitating housing in the community. It's been a struggle, and I think the one thing that's been really helpful is that we've had a conversation. We've said we need housing, and we've had some conversations about how is it best to do this. We've had the conversation with the chamber, with the members of the community, and so I think that those kind of conversations make that issue of housing, keep it up on higher on the conversation level. So when we do things in the community, when it helps us to bring up housing, and I think that's important.
Okay. Thank you both. We do need to step aside for another quick break here on KODY, 1240 AM at 106.1 FM. Appreciate both of our candidates for joining us here this evening and making our coverage possible here this evening of our 2020 candidate debate. It's been presented again this evening by the North Platte Kubota and the D&N Event Center. Also, a big thanks to Tallman Jewelers, the DeWitt Center, and the North Platte Bulletin for sponsoring our coverage this evening on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, online at HuskerRadio.com, and live on KODY's Facebook page. We mentioned it last hour. Looks like we may have a chance to get to a few Facebook questions. So if there's any constituents here in the city of North Platte, in particular Ward 3 constituents, if you have any questions for either Don or Brad, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live. And if time warrants it at the end of the debate, we'll get to a couple of those questions. So again, message those in on our KODY Facebook page and watch our debate live there as well. We'll continue the debate with Don Curry and Brad Garrick right after this here on Husker Radio. Keep it tuned, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
You spend hours up in a tree freezing your off, and finally, you bag a beauty. Have Noble Outdoors Taxidermy turn that trophy buck into a lifetime memory. Noble only uses the very best materials, forms, and tanning available with a one-year turnaround time. Plus, they offer a bone-out butcher service so you can get your meat on ice fast. Noble Outdoors Taxidermy is Nebraska's trophy expert. Call them at 530-6376. That's 530-6376.
Yo, the crew at Parlor Tattoo of North Platte specializes in your comfort by providing the cleanest, safest, and friendliest environment for your tattoo or piercing session. Come in, sit, and relax while we discuss and design your next piece of body art with one of many professional artists and piercers. First-timers and old-timers, portraits or cover-ups, lovely butterflies or freaky figures, everyone's welcome, and no request is out of the question. Call 520-2024 to schedule your appointment or visit Parlor Tattoo today at 203 North Jeffers in North Platte.
Wake up with KODY weekday mornings for Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder. We discuss more local happenings and events than anyone else. Everything from your weekly update with State Senator Mike Groney to the monthly chat with the chief. It's Mugs in the Morning on Husker Radio's legendary KODY. 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
When it's time to buy a new utility tractor, it's time to go big. It's time to go orange. It's time to go to North Platte Kubota. Now open at a new location, 1301 South Jeffers. Right now, all utility tractors are zero down and 0% APR for up to 60 months. Plus, 90 days, no payments. With a new Kubota utility tractor, you can lift, move, push, pull, and grade. Go big. Go orange. Go Kubota. Find yours at North Platte Kubota, your locally owned tractor dealer, now at 1301 South Jeffers.
Christmas is not that far away, and while selections are at their best, Karen at Tallman Jewelers says she'll help you lay away for Christmas. Stop in at Tallman's for pre-holiday savings on diamond earrings and pendants, engagement sets, anniversary bands, and colored stones. If you have family heirloom jewelry that you want to give as a gift with a completely new look, give Karen time to work her magic by taking it to Tallman Jewelers today. Remember, Tallman's buys used karat gold. Tallman Jewelers on the bricks at 503 North Dewey in downtown North Platte.
When it's time for home improvements, it's time for the Do It Center. Great people, super service, that's the Do It Center tradition. We're here to support you with answers to make your home improvement projects a huge success. Our aisles are filled with high-performance products backed by our huge warehouse and an unbeatable guarantee. When you need to get that home improvement job done right the first time, shop with folks you know. The Do It Center, employee-owned for over 20 years.
Get done with Do It Center. Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 32. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows around 41. Mid-50s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 30s Friday. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
And welcome back, KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Glad to be with you this evening as we continue our 2020 candidate debate here at Husker Radio. And as always, we're proud to partner with the North Platte Bulletin whenever we can. Both our entities, George, really do strive to put out as much fact as possible, especially when it comes to an important election like this one we find ourselves in.
That's right. We take some pride in the fact that we try to present facts and not a lot of opinions. And once in a while, we get drawn into a debate, but generally, I just feel it's most important to inform people, mm-hmm. and then let them make up their own minds.
Yes,
you know, we all went to school, we all have a head, we all learned how to think and do, and it's a little tough. I know I always resent it when somebody tells me what to think or how to behave or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I think you've got the same philosophy when it comes to local news.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cut from the same cloth, I think they may
there
say.
There you go.
So. Appreciate both of our Ward 3 representatives joining us here in the studio this evening. Joining us here on the program, Brad Garrick and Don Curry joining us here, both representatives running for Ward 3. So, guys, let's get back into the city issues here. Specifically, let's get into a hot topic issue here, one that has some resolution that all of us are kind of missing out on this evening with the city council meeting that's been taking place over at City Hall. But let's dive into Iron Eagle. Now, if elected to serve Ward 3, where do you guys stand on the Iron Eagle situation? And we'll begin with you, Don.
Well, I really hope that the city council approves the opportunity to negotiate with Chief, because I think that's a real good move and good direction. The fact that we sent out the request for proposals on that on the golf course, I think, was a really good step. And so we're seeing some of the benefits of that at this point. And I just hope that we're able to move forward. I think, you know, Chief has already shown that to our community. And so if they're willing to look at going down this road and seeing what they can do with that property, whether it's a golf course or however they seem to use it within the communities that they already want to build out there, I think it's a good deal. And I hope it moves forward and will be a good thing for our community.
Okay. Same question to you, Brad. How do you feel about the Iron Eagle situation?
I think the Chief deal is a great one. I really hope they vote in favor of it. I think they've been a great partner this far, and I think moving forward with them, they're an excellent person to keep working with. We can't keep losing money on the golf course. I mean, it's been 25 years, 26 years now since it's been out there. It's time to move on if we can't find somebody to take over it.
Okay. Thank you both.
All right. So we talked about your attitude towards the Iron Eagle property. Let's throw another one in here that we don't even have scripted, but it's in the news these days. What's your attitude towards downtown and especially the Pawnee Hotel? And Brad, I believe it's your turn to go first. Downtown.
I love the downtown that's working. What they're doing down there. I think the work they're putting in is fantastic. I used to go to the Pawnee Hotel when I was a kid. We'd go up there and sing carols to the people that were living there. And it was an amazing building even when I was, you know, a kid. And I hope they bring it back, and I hope they make it as amazing as it was, because that's a landmark site.
There you go. Don, what do you think, downtown and Pawnee Hotel?
I'm really, really excited about the downtown. I know the first time I served on the city council, we did a lot of work to try to get that moving, and it's really exciting to see that it's moving, and it looks really neat. I mean, when you look down there, the street looks really neat. It's brings back some of that ambiance of our history, and I think it's going to even look better once they finish it with the lighting and the benches and all that other stuff that they're going to put in. I think that's going to make downtown a real draw. The fact that, you know, it's full now, I think that's even going to make it make it more viable for us as a community. And the fact that they're doing moving forward, it was really exciting to see people actually working on the Pawnee and you know, kind of cleaning it up and making it safe inside, those kinds of things working. I thought that was just really exciting. I mean, it's like you're waiting to unwrap this present because they've unfolded some things that hadn't been seen for years and years. And so it's just really exciting to see that. So I'm really happy that the people who bought the property are going to put some time and money into doing that. And it'll be a real jewel for our community and help the downtown grow even more than it has.
I think that's a perfect analogy, too. It's a wrapped present that we're finally getting to see a piece of here and there.
Yeah. And I think that, if I may, building on with what happened to Parkade Plaza, the fact that now we have some local ownership there, I think that also is just building what's going down on downtown. So it's a really wonderful time to be part of North Platte and to see what's going on in that area.
Yep. Okay, it's your turn to answer first here, Don. You're both running for Ward 3, obviously, a position currently held by Andrew Lee. Councilman Lee, of course, decided to run for mayor, thus leaving the Ward 3 seat vacant. So tell us, we know Andrew, one of the city fathers currently on the city council, very popular in Ward 3, obviously. Tell us about your relationship with Councilman Lee, Mr. Curry.
I have a positive relationship with Andrew. I haven't talked to him for a while, but when he was first running for the council, we met on several occasions to talk about it. I've had some conversations with him, so I feel I have a very positive relationship with him.
Okay.
So.
And Mr. Garrick, do you have much relationship with Councilman Lee?
I've known Andrew for a very long time. We both do jiu-jitsu, so in those circles, you know everybody involved, so he's a big fan of the sport. When I first started doing the campaign and started deciding on what I wanted to do, I actually did a lot of research and digging into it, and I structured most of my campaign after how he ran it, because I went and looked up the absolute most votes that's ever been in Ward 3, and I looked up the lease, and I tried to structure my way, you know, after his campaign. And I also had a chance fairly recently to sit down and talk with him for, well, we probably talked for a good hour and a half on his couch. And he gave me his opinion on how things go, and it was really informative. So I think he is doing a good job. I mean, it kudos to him. He's still out there working, even though he's you know, on his way out. So I gotta give a shout out to him and say, you know, good job for keeping working, even though, you know, his career is ending in this role.
Yep. And I think it may only be temporary as well. I think that Andrew's not going to be sitting for too long before he decides to think about some different interests. And we do know he's been involved before on some boards here throughout the community, including the North Platte Public Library, kind of jumpstarting his involvement here in the city government. Well, we appreciate both of your responses. We do need to take our last commercial break of the hour here on our KODY candidate debate. Again, this evening it's been presented by the DNN Event Center and North Platte Kubota, and we appreciate our other in-studio sponsors consisting of the North Platte Bulletin, the Do It Center, and Tallman Jewelers. We'll take a few questions from our Facebook audience right after this on our KODY candidate debate, focusing right now on Ward 3.
At Great Plains Health, we believe there is no higher honor than serving our community and support our employees who do so. Our service as a regional health system goes well beyond our campus walls and out into the communities where we live. Last year, our employees, physicians, leadership, and employees on the front line gave more than 27,000 hours in volunteer time to support youth activities and strengthen communities. We salute the Great Plains Health employees who freely give their time through volunteer service. Together, we are making a difference, and we thank you.
Christmas is not that far away, and while selections are at their best, Karen at Tallman Jewelers says she'll help you lay away for Christmas. Stop in at Tallman's for pre-holiday savings on diamond earrings and pendants, engagement sets, anniversary bands, and colored stones. If you have family heirloom jewelry that you want to give as a gift with a completely new look, give Karen time to work her magic by taking it to Tallman Jewelers today. Remember, Tallman's buys used karat gold. Tallman Jewelers on the bricks at 503 North Dewey in downtown North Platte.
Platte.
When it's time to buy a new utility tractor, it's time to go big. It's time to go orange. It's time to go to North Platte Kubota. Now open at a new location, 1301 South Jeffers. Right now, all utility tractors are zero down and 0% APR for up to 60 months. Plus, 90 days, no payments. With a new Kubota utility tractor, you can lift, move, push, pull, and grade. Go big. Go orange. Go Kubota. Find yours at North Platte Kubota, your locally owned tractor dealer, now at 1301 South Jeffers.
When it's time for home improvements, it's time for the Do It Center. Great people, super service, that's the Do It Center tradition. We're here to support you with answers to make your home improvement projects a huge success. Our aisles are filled with high-performance products, backed by our huge warehouse and an unbeatable guarantee. When you need to get that home improvement job done right the first time, shop with folks you know. The Do It Center, employee-owned for over 20 years.
Drake's Body Shop in North Platte has the best team of experts to handle all your minor and major auto body repairs, including affordable hail damage estimates and repair, as well as paintless dent removal. Whether a small fender bender or a big-time bent frame, Drake's Body Shop and crew have the experience to finish out your ride like it was brand new. Fenders, bumpers, headlights, glass, molding, mounts, and so much more. Drake's Body Shop takes the dent out of accident. Located under the Jeffers Viaduct in North Platte.
Lincoln County's outstanding news alternative is the North Platte Bulletin. For 17 years, the Bulletin has informed you of breaking news, courts, entertainment, state news, and sports from Lincoln County area, courtesy of an experienced staff that delivers unbiased and honest news coverage. Pick up a copy of the Bulletin in Lincoln County and surrounding towns. Subscribe or check out northplattebulletin.com. Annual subscriptions come at an affordable price. The Bulletin, your homegrown hometown newspaper.
Hunting season is upon us, and the Sutherland Sportsman's Cove has your ammo. What's that? You don't hunt? Well, then pick up an ice cold 30-pack or something a little stronger. They don't judge at the Sportsman's Cove. They just sell beer, bait, and booze. Sportsman's Cove, just off Highway 30 in Sutherland. The little store with a whole lot more. Get your gift sets and ammo at the Sportsman's Cove.
And we appreciate you joining us this evening here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. For those of you just joining us here for some odd reason, we're covering city issues here for the city of North Platte. We began our 2020 candidate debate last night with both candidates for mayor of North Platte, John Hales, Brandon Kelleher. And then we started things off at the 5 o'clock hour with Ward 2 representatives, Pete Vols and Jim Angler. And we have about another 15 minutes or so for the Ward 3 conversation between Brad Garrick and Don Curry. George, your turn to ask one of our possible councilmen a question.
It's my turn already. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask a tough question here that we didn't even give you a heads up that we're going to.
It's unscripted.
Yeah,
unscripted.
You might have got wind that we might ask you, so maybe you're ready. Maybe we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, Don, what's your favorite kind of music?
It is a tough question because it somewhat depends on the environment. But I like 60s, 70s, 80s rock. I really enjoy that classic rock music. I enjoy playing it. I enjoy listening to it. I enjoy Irish music, too, because the band plays a lot of Irish music. I really enjoy that. The only thing I'm not a big fan for is, and I hate to mention this in this environment, but I'm not a big country fan.
I'll allow it. Agree to disagree.
Right? No, that's right. I don't. It's not that I don't like it. I just prefer other kinds of music. Yeah, you know, if I had a chance, I listen to classic rock. That's
I always say, if we all liked the same thing, it would be quite the boring.
Yes,
world.
It would.
It would.
And my favorite band has to be Jethro Tull. I love Jethro Tull. Okay. So that's my highlight.
Okay. All right. You've had enough time on that question. Brad, what's your favorite kind of music?
Well, I have a pretty eclectic style of music taste. I can listen to pretty much anything. If I had to pick a favorite, I would pick pretty much anything from the 90s. I mean, that's my era of going to high school and growing up. So that's when I reminisce the most. But I love me some country music. So
kudos to you guys.
All right. Sharp differences.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks.
We did get a question on our Facebook page here at the radio station. So we'll begin by asking you, Brad, if it came up, if you're elected for Ward 3, and if it came up, would you want to privatize ambulance services, or would you want to keep it with the North Platte Fire Department?
No, I would not want to privatize ambulance service. The reason being, we service, or the fire department services, a very large area. I had some conversations with some of the fire department staff, and they spend most of their time in some of these other rural communities. And when you're out there, you can't always send an ambulance along with it. So I think having EMS as part of the fire department is a really important service.
Okay. And Don, same question to you. If you're elected for Ward 3 and it came up in front of the council, would you want to privatize ambulance services or keep it with our current agreement with the North Platte Fire Department?
I think it's a great fit for the North Platte Fire Department to provide the ambulance and the EMS service. I think they do a wonderful job. You know, we are really blessed here to have a wonderful fire department and ambulance and EMS service. And as Brad said, it does impact the whole region that we live in, you know, and the mutual aid support that we provide. And so I think that's just a good way for North Platte to be a part of this greater community. So I would definitely be against privatizing the ambulance EMS service.
Okay. And while we're on that topic here, I guess, one thing that's started to be addressed here, it's been a very light conversation thus far, and we're just beginning the initial conversation progress with this, but as the Iron Eagle situation appears to be coming resolved, there's a couple of other hot topics that are beginning to surface here for the city of North Platte. The rec center is not a new topic by any means. That's kind of getting brought up a little bit here. But the one that I wanted to address, and we'll begin with you, Don, is the public safety building. There's some rumblings that there may be a new public safety building coming to the city. So that may very well be something that, if elected on the city council, one of you guys may be addressing. So what are your thoughts on the possibility of a new public safety building for the city, Mr. Curry?
Well, I think it'd be a good idea. If you've been in that building, and, you know, it's the remake of the hospital. But I think that it has to fit in with, it would have to be something planned that would fit in with our expenses. It can't be something that, you know, we just say we want to do it. I think it has to be well thought out and well planned to do. But I think, you know, I know that the 911 center is squashed for space, you know, and they need more space. They need the equipment that they have to cover the range and the equipment that they communicate with throughout the various agencies. I think it would help to have more space. So a new public safety building would be, I think, a good thing to look at.
Okay, and Mr. Garrick, same question to you. How do you feel about the possibility of a new public safety building for the city of North Platte?
I agree with Don. I think there needs to be some thought put into, you know, can we streamline, you know, does it make everybody else safer? I don't think just because we need a new building, we just build a new building. I think we be smart about it and do the right thing for the community.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
All right. How much time we got?
About 7 minutes.
Okay. Let's go back just a little bit here. And if you didn't get a chance to expound or you had second thoughts on one of these questions, it's a good time to do that. And I also would like you to try to answer how the city council works. How do you influence the city, the movement towards the city? What's your vision of the nuts and bolts of the job? Brad, I think you're up first.
Yep. One of the big things that I want to influence if I were elected to city council is I want to really work on the culture of North Platte. We seem to have, you know, somewhat of an image problem within our city. And I think when you talk about, you know, recruiting businesses and things of that nature, that's something that you know, if most of our people aren't happy, you know, we need to work on that. So I feel like from the city level, that's something that we can help influence.
Okay. Good. Don, what How do you see the nuts and the bolts of the city council job?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that I understand is I'm just one of eight. So for anything to move forward through the city council, I would have to influence the other members of the city council. We'd have to agree. So I think that that's an important thing, to have communication with the other members within the Open Meetings Act, honoring that. But I think that, you know, we need to communicate among ourselves. We need to communicate with the administration of the city, because if we get, as we all work together to move forward, I think that's, I really like what our new city administrator is doing. He's making available some pretty detailed council member packets that he's also making available to the city. We didn't always have that in the past at that level, and I think that's extremely helpful. It helps council people do their homework, which I would, I'm a real homework doing person. And so I think that those kinds of things enable the city council to be effective and to look professional. You know, we need to look professional, and that builds on what Brad was saying. You know, one of the ways we improve the image is to continue to have a good-looking city council that's professional and doing their work, and that means a lot. And we've had a good council. I'm not saying this council isn't. We need to continue that tradition of being a good, strong council.
Okay.
Thank you both. Let's allow for any closing remarks that you may have. We'll go ahead and begin with you, Don.
I would just ask people to support me in running for the city council in Ward 3. I think I bring some vision and some excitement, enthusiasm, and some past leadership. I have leadership within the city. I have an interest and a desire to do it, so I would be very honored to serve. I think it's important that the community, not only Ward 3, but the whole community, have a strong voice on the city council that's willing to listen to people, and I'm willing to do that, willing to listen and carry those voices. I'm not also, I had a reputation the last time I was on the city council of asking questions. I'm not afraid to ask questions. I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions. I remember when the first issue on the city council was they wanted to build a crematoria there on 4th Street. And so we jumped in the car, Dan McGuire, God rest his soul, and we drove over to, I think it was Paxton, where they had a crematory. We visited a crematory and see what it looks like. So it's those kinds of things, I think, that I'm willing to do and do to represent the people of North Platte and the people of Ward 3. So.
Okay. And any closing remarks that you may have, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a worker. I probably, in this last month of the campaign, I put in over 100 hours campaigning, knocking on doors, doing videos. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to meet people. I'm willing to do whatever it takes this community needs. It's where my home is. I've lived here my whole life. I want to see good things for it.
Okay. And one final question, George.
If elected, how much time do you have to devote to the job? Brad, I think you're up first on that question.
I think it's less about the amount of time and more about the prioritization. We all know people that have all the time in the world and they don't get anything done. And we all know people that can't, you know, they've got so much going on, but they're hitting home runs left and right. So I am willing to prioritize the city above everything else, because this is my home and I want to see it succeed.
Okay. Don, how much time do you have to the job?
I have plenty of time to devote to the job. I'm like Brad said, I'm willing to put in the time that's required, because I want to see our city succeed as well. I want to see us to grow and to prosper. And so I'm willing to do what it takes to do that as a member of the city council.
And right. Don, if there's any Ward 3 constituents out there that want to get more information from you, or maybe they have a specific question for you ahead of checking their ballot box, how can they get in contact with you directly, sir?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I do have a Facebook page, but my website is doncurry.com. They could also call me at 530-9486. That's my cell phone, 530-9486. And I'm happy to talk with anybody anytime. So I'm compulsive with email, too, donk05@gmail.com.
And Brad, if any Ward 3 constituents want to get a hold of you ahead of checking their ballot box for Ward 3, how can they get in contact with you directly?
520-9078. They can also check out more information at bradgarrick.com. They can also reach out on Facebook. I've actually had a lot of people contact me on Facebook, so I'm available for any questions.
Very good. I want to thank you, Don. Thank you, Brad, not only for stepping forward and running for the council, for having the passion to do so, but we very much appreciate you taking some time for us this evening and taking time for our listeners and your potential constituents as well. So I thank you both.
Thank you. You're very welcome, and I'm glad that you did this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. It was very good to talk to you, sir.
Hey, thanks for putting this on, guys. I appreciate it.
Very much appreciated. And George, it was just another good evening here to discuss city issues with both wonderful candidates here in Ward 3. However, Ward 3 elects, we have a very talented and bright individual in that city council seat, rather it be Don Currie or Brad Garrick.
You know, we've been here about 2 hours asking questions, and it seems like it's just gone right by.
Yeah, so seems like 20 minutes.
We're talking about some of the key issues in town. We're talking to some of the most interesting people in town, so I hope everybody enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed being here, and thanks, Tristan, for all you did to get this organized and well moderated, I might add.
Well, thank you. We very much appreciate the partnership with the North Platte Bulletin. George will join us tomorrow evening as well. We begin at 5 o'clock in North Platte City Council Ward 1. That's Councilman Jim Bankenstos, the incumbent, running against challenger Donna Tryon. And then we continue in the 6 o'clock hour with Ward 4. The incumbent is City Councilman Lawrence Ostendorf against challenger Mark Wood. So again, those continue tomorrow at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock tomorrow here on KODY 1240 AM at 106.1 FM. You can also tune in online at HuskerRadio.com. We thank not only our candidates in Ward 2 and Ward 3 for joining us this evening. We thank our sponsors for making our coverage possible here of the city issues. Primarily, our coverage has been consisted of a sponsorship from the North Platte Kubota and the D&N Event Center. Thank Tallman Jewelers, the DeWitt Center, and the North Platte Bulletin for making our coverage possible this evening as well. On KODY North Platte with translator K291BW North Platte as well. A big thanks to everybody for joining us here in the studio, and thanks to our listeners as well for tuning in on the radio, online, and checking out our Facebook Live as well. If you'd like to see that video, just follow KODY on Facebook. And if you'd like to go back and listen to any points of last night's mayoral debate, that's already posted online, HuskerRadio.com, and we will have audio from Ward 2 and 3 posted tomorrow morning. In the meantime, let's join Fox News here on your local home for Husker Sports, Husker Radio's KODY.